with a similar theme from the gospel that we had at Mass yesterday. This warning, this admonition, this encouragement from Jesus to be vigilant, to be awake, to be prepared. And with these, the two groups, the wise and the foolish virgins, we see here this impossibility to get saved, to make it to heaven on someone else's virtue or someone else's merit. We can't borrow grace. We can't borrow spiritual gifts. It's up to us to cultivate the gifts, the grace, the Holy Spirit. We have to not look so superficially at this and see there's a lack of charity and why don't you share. We, in our baptism, are given the Holy Spirit. And we have to cultivate that, allow the seed of faith, hope, and charity to flourish within us. Because the bridegroom is coming. We know neither the hour nor the day, but he's coming. And when he comes, we have to be prepared. It's not always so easy to hear these messages that he came at an unexpected time, and those who were prepared were allowed in, and then the door was locked. And the response of Jesus is, "I do not know you." And what a harsh thing to say. I don't know you. Not that you're not worthy of me, or you're not good enough, or too bad. I don't know you. There's no relationship. How many marriages grow cold for a lack of cultivating relationship between the husband and the wife? And then one day they look at each other and they say, "I don't even know you anymore." It requires effort and requires work to cultivate the relationship that's necessary for our salvation. No one else can do it for us. Of course, as parents, we have an obligation to train our children on how to do it. But each one of us is responsible for our response to the invitation of the gospel. Each one of us is responsible for becoming holy. It's always, of course, in response to God's gift. This is what St. Paul tells the Thessalonians. How much time is spent spinning our wheels in circles and circles, trying to find God's will for our life, trying to discern what to do next? Whether we're young or not so young, we get so lost. St. Paul tells us so simply this morning, this is God's will for you, your holiness. The reality that was bestowed upon you in your baptism, that's God's will for you. To be called and set apart for God, that's what it means to be holy. Not to do so many prayers or to go on so many mission trips or to give so much money or to do anything, but to be set apart for God. And not to give yourselves over to immorality. And he's talking in the passage today specifically about sexual immorality. The perversions of the beautiful gift that God has given us. In Roman culture, there were some very interesting allowances in the area of human sexuality. St. Paul is reminding them and us that as Christians, we can't follow those rules. We are living in a very permissive, pornographic, exploitive culture. Voices all around are encouraging, promoting, supporting the most diabolical, disordered things we can ever imagine. Are we listening to them, or are we listening to the gospel? Are we bored by the long delay of the return of the Messiah, and so we give ourselves over to the things of this world? Are we allowing our oil to run out? Or are we daily cultivating the relationship? I can't imagine a worse thing to hear from Jesus than to say, "I don't know you." As we turn to the Sacred Heart on this first Friday, making reparations for all the offenses, and maybe today in particular, we can pray for the reparations against the offenses of human sexuality. But we turn to that heart to receive the love of God the Father made present to us in the person of Jesus and in the Holy Eucharist, so that our hearts too can be inflamed with that same love. And we can be restored and renewed in our relationship with Jesus Christ. That we can repent from the sins and be vigilant, be watchful, be ready. So when he comes, and he may come today, will we hear those words, "I do not know you"? Or will we hear, "Welcome, welcome. Enter into the Master's joy."